This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Ranchers in four eastern Washington counties are crying wolf, with good reason. Washington's wolf population now stands at an estimated 115, up from 90 the year before, with a vast majority of them right in the middle of cattle country. Washington Farm Bureau's Tom Davis is on the Wolf Advisory Group and says there's a lot of pressure from both sides of the issue.
From the livestock operators, they're trying to do all that they can just to protect their way of life and maintaining their family ranch operations. And then on the other side, pushing hard are different elements of what we might call the conservation community that are wanting at all costs to bring wolves into the state and protect them. And it really doesn't impact them financially any. It's more of it's an emotional issue.
And Davis says that's where WAG comes in.
So you have those pressure points, and in the middle, I think, is the Wolf Advisory Group working with the department to try to chart a course that allows for the ongoing operations of our livestock ranch families as well as a viable wolf population. And so how do those two coexist in a way that, again, number one to us is the economic viability of ranch and farm families?
Listen tomorrow for ideas like delisting the wolves that many feel needs to happen to help ranchers deal with the growing population.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.